WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The mother-daughter pair of tree protesters recently forced out take their protest to Charlottesville. 9 months after a torch-lit white supremacist rally, UVA says anyone not affiliated with the university must now get approval before speaking on campus. And state regulators reject Dominion's renewable energy plan. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, May 8th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Two women recently forced to end their treetop protest continue to speak out against two natural gas pipelines. The Daily Progress reports that Teresa Red Terry and her daughter Teresa Minor Terry stopped in Charlottesville Monday to speak to activists. They are demanding action by Governor Ralph Northam and other officials against the Atlantic Coast and Mountain Valley pipelines. Red Terry and her daughter perched in a tree in early April to protest the Mountain Valley pipeline, which would run through their property near Roanoke. Last week, a federal judge ordered that fines against the women would be paid to the builders of the pipeline and authorized U.S. Marshals to remove the Terrys from the trees by force. Also, the University of Virginia has changed its policies for independent organizations meeting outdoors on college property. The new policies took effect Friday. They apply to anyone who wants to speak, make announcements, or distribute literature on campus. People unaffiliated with UVA must make reservations to use certain locations on defined days and during specific hours. University President Teresa Sullivan said UVA is committed to free speech and the, quote, safety and security of every member of this community. The change comes nearly 9 months after white supremacists led a torch-lit march through the campus. State regulators are rejecting Dominion Energy's renewable energy plan. The State Corporation Commission Monday said the plan would give the company too much power to set prices. The ruling rejects Dominion's so-called 100% renewable energy plans for its biggest customers. The plans replace fossil fuels such as coal and natural gas with sources including solar and wind. The ruling is a win for third-party energy providers who are hoping to grow their share of business in the state. In Virginia, customers may shop around for renewable energy if their electric utility does not offer an approved 100% renewable plan. Dominion is the state's largest electric utility. The second largest, Appalachian Power, is also seeking approval of its own renewable plan. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Richmond continue to haggle over budget details. Debates persist over education spending, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Much of Virginia's economy may have recovered from the recession, but the school system has not. In other states, per-pupil spending stagnated for a few years, then started going up. In Virginia, per-pupil spending dropped, then recovered slightly, but it's remained essentially flat and below the national average. Jim Livingston at the Virginia Education Association says public schools never really recovered from the recession when lawmakers cut $1 billion from school budgets.
What people don't realize, and frankly, I don't know that many legislators realize, that that is $1 billion year over year. So over the past decade, K-12 education in Virginia has been cut $10 billion. That's billion with a B.
Chris Duncombe at the Commonwealth Institute says recent years have seen proposals to put a bit more money back into public education.
We're still pretty far down when you look at per student funding. We're about 10% below where we were per student in 2009 right now if you adjust for inflation.
In the coming weeks, lawmakers will consider a proposal to give teachers a 2% raise. That would be paid for with federal funds tied to expanding health insurance for people who live in poverty or with disabilities, although lawmakers are still arguing about whether they want to go down that road right now. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, former Virginia Tech President Charles Steger has died. He led the university from 2000 to 2014 and presided over the largest building boom and through the darkest hour in the school's history. Virginia Public Radio's Robbie Harris reports.
Charles Steger was an architect who earned 3 degrees at the university, became head of its Department of Architecture, and ultimately its president. He built new research centers, the Moss Art Center, and a school of medicine. University spokesman Mark Ozerski worked closely with Steger.
What he built was Virginia Tech. He built it not only physically, but he also built it in terms of its calling, its mission, its purpose.
Former spokesman Larry Hinker remembers Steger as a compassionate, thoughtful leader with a steely resolve to move the university forward.
It was that steely resolve that enabled him to lead the university through a very dark hour in 2007.
April 16, 2007 is the date of the mass shooting at Virginia Tech. Here's distinguished professor of poetry Nikki Giovanni reading from a poem she wrote for Steger when he stepped down in 2014.
We love you, bannered our April 16th spirits around your office, allowing you to listen to your heart and stay strong for all of us. It is we who cannot issue a clarion call today, but rather simply sound the trumpet to declare. It was a great ride, this Virginia Tech of Steger, a great ride.
Virginia Tech President Emeritus Charles Steger was 70 years old.
Virginia Public Radio's Robbie Harris reporting. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.